Hey, GWA Backstage, it's San Lorenzo Woman, and I am answering Delphi's music, like the massive, the big music one. Sorry, by the way, if in the background you hear dogs drinking water and such, they're not leaving me alone, and it's a questionnaire, so I figured it was okay. So what is your current phone ringtone? It's literally the default. I don't get called that much. Like, I text mostly, I guess, but I just can't be buggered to change it. It's whatever. I know for sure it's my phone and not somebody playing music when it rings, so I guess that's the point. Go-to bands, like lifelong commitment. So lifelong for me, I'm looking at like a third of my life or more. So the number one is Harry Nilsson. If you don't know him, you still probably know him. Just because everybody's heard a Harry Nilsson song, you probably just didn't know it. Coconut is probably his most well-known, you know, put the lime in the coconut. So Coconut's probably his most well-known, but he has a much bigger body of music that is just wonderful. He was fucking brilliant. It's a shame he's not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame yet. Oh god, dogs. Next up would be the Pixies. You know, I just, it's such good music. Such good weird rock. Yes, hi. Hello. The Kills, grungy, stripped down, just great rock. Childish Gambino, aka Donald Glover, who I have been listening to for much longer than I realized. I want to say rap, but then his latest album is nothing of the sort. So just, you know, hip hop, R&B, rap, whatever you want to call it. Funk, most recently, definitely. And just elevated. For sure. Johnny Cash. I am a good Southern girl. Especially his American Recordings. His older stuff is good, but American Recordings was definitely Old Testament, looking at the end of your life, where you've been, where you're going, and coming to terms with yourself, I think, more than anything, and your life. It's great. MIA for just kind of like party music, international flavored, pop, I would say. Janelle Monáe, which is definitely like R&B. She's so cool. I don't know. She's as a person, she's just so cool. Gorillaz, of course. Just so much fun and so many collaborations. And again, like just crossing around genres and playing around and like having Most Def and just, yeah, I'm losing my train of thought, but, you know, Plastic Beach, their guest artists were all over the place. And like, you know, Most Def and Lou Reed on the same album. What? I know, it's amazing. Devotchka, which is an American band which approximates some Soviet music stylings. Love it. The Beatles. I mean, I grew up with a dad who loves the Beatles, so that's just kind of part of my life. Hey, what do you want? I know. Hello, both of you. Hello. Hello. And then the last one I have on here is Gogol Bordello, which is just transcontinental, international, gypsy, punk, rock, fuck yes. And as far as like lifelong commitment, I have tattoos related to at least two of those artists. So that says something, I guess. Which two? You'll have to guess. Do you remember the first song or artist you ever heard? I don't. But if I'm guessing, it was probably Blackbird by the Beatles, because my dad sang that as a lullaby to us. So what has influenced your musical taste over the years? My dad is the main one. Like, my mom listens to music, but like pop, I remember a lot of Kenny G in the 90s, that type of shit. But my dad is definitely like classic rock, and not like Aerosmith classic rock, but like Beatles, Joplin, Hendrix, Nilsson, like the type of shit that when I was buying albums at like small record stores when I was a teenager, like I routinely got asked by the owner, he was like, okay, how old are you again? And I'd be like, I'm 18. And he was like, how do you know this? Where do you come from? Just because like that's what my dad got me into. Obviously friends introduced you to bands to some extent, but one of the bigger ones for me, as embarrassing as this is to say, because it makes me sound like such a mindless girl or whatever, like significant others and crushes for sure. Like when you know somebody's really into something, you get into it too. So like the first guy I dated got me into They Might Be Giants, and I still love They Might Be Giants. I've seen them live. It's just, they're astounding. And then I dated a guy who was more into like metal, which I didn't super get into, but you know, stuff like Static X popped up there and that kind of thing. And then I dated a guy who was really into like rockabilly and psychabilly, which I was already kind of into, but you know, got me more into that. And you pull these things from the people around you. Like that's, I feel like how you learn about music is you pull things from people around you. And I mean, I've been, I cannot think of a genre of music I do not listen to aside from modern country. I don't like modern country, most of it. I think it's bullshitty. I prefer bluegrass and folk and roots. But yeah, so that's where it comes from, I guess. Do you play instruments? I, in school, played trumpet and baritone, but I do not play them anymore, and I do not know any other instruments worth a damn. I tried to learn auto harp a little bit, and I feel like I should, because there's one sitting around the house I'm at right now, and it's just it's one of those funky, weird instruments. If you don't know what an auto harp is, actually, I might pause and see if I can go find it. Fuck it, why not? Okay, so I found it, and now the dogs are very excited about this mysterious box that I've brought out, and they're not going to be happy momentarily, probably, because I have a feeling if I start to play it, they're just going to say, like, what the fuck is this shit? Whew. Yeah, they're already a little baffled. And apparently, last time I tried to play this, I was attempting to teach myself Glycerine by Bush. So, I mean, there's a thing, I guess. I feel like I should edit this, but I just can't ever. I don't bother to edit questionnaires. I figure if you're listening to it, it's because you're interested in me, and bing, bing, boom, you can hear all the weird parts of my life. Now, as to this thing being in tune, I don't even fucking know. We will perhaps find out now, perhaps one day when I actually bother to learn how to play it. Well, it was made in Korea, so that's fun. Yeah, I think it's flat. But if you've never seen an auto harp, I mean, obviously just Google it, but it's kind of unwieldy. I'm probably not playing it right. I don't know. I really like the sound of it. It's resonant. It's funky. It's definitely something you don't hear much. Scoot, are you hurting again? You're okay. You'll be fine. But yeah, so one day I might learn how to play this. So there you go on that. Read music. I need a quick revision on it, but I probably could. I obviously knew how to read it at some point in time. Please lift specific examples when possible. Has music ever made you cry from sadness? Yes. I actually have a very explicit example of this, which is the song Lost by Amanda Palmer. Somehow pops up in my life whenever I've recently lost something. And I don't mean lost something like my wallet, but like lost a person or a pet or something like that. And I'll end up driving and it'll start playing and I have to pull over and cry. Giving you happy tears. I'm not a happy crier. If I'm happy, I'm just happy. So, and made you euphoric. I mean, different things at different points in time. The one I came closest to is Mike Kroll, 15 Minutes, which if you watch Steven Universe was in one of the best episodes recently. But it's definitely like a gun the car, get the fuck out, and just windows down, scream. Did you ever hear something and then become overwhelmed with the urge to let the rest of the world experience it? I mean, yeah. The best example I can think of is Boards of Canada. It's this kind of ambient electronic band that's just mellow as fuck, but very interesting and experimental. And I remember when I first heard them, I went to like everyone I knew and I was like, fucking listen to this shit, man. It's so cool. What's your guilty pleasure? Probably Caswell or 80s and 90s hardcore rap. So like, I'm white as fuck. For anyone who doesn't know, I am, my partner calls me whitest of the white people. I am blonde, blue-eyed, pale as fuck skin. I'm whitest of the white people. So Caswell is, if I already said that, I don't know if I did. Gay rap, for lack of a better, like the white Eminem, the white gay Eminem maybe, and he's just fun. And then I'm talking like Public Enemy, some Run DMC, but Run DMC is not hardcore. Like yeah, Public Enemy, NWA, Wu-Tang, that kind of stuff. That it looks funny for whitest of the white people to drive around and her little SUV blasting, and I don't do anymore because up until like a week ago I lived in St. Louis and I did not think those encounters would probably end well for me. Sorry, I'm trying to put this thing away. There we go. Okay, so you've just lost your entire music collection and have just enough time to download 10 songs for the plane. What do you pick? So, I'm assuming this is not a transatlantic flight because 10 songs isn't really going to cut it for that. At that point, I'll just pay for the in-flight Wi-Fi, which is a ripoff, but fuck it, I'll do it. So, Fresh Blood by The Eels, Grounds for Divorce, Elbow, Letter to Memphis by The Pixies, Love You Madly by Cake, Baby Did a Bad, Bad Thing by Chris Isaak, Mr. Greaves and Holiday Song by The Pixies, A New Wave by Slater Kinney. Okay, so one of the dogs unplugged my mic and Audacity crashed and everything terrible happened. But okay, I was saying A New Wave by Slater Kinney, Down in Mexico by The Coasters, and Green River by Creedence Clearwater Revival. So those would get me through a decent flight. I can listen to all those multiple times. Fairly in a row. So, you know there's one song that you've always had to have in your collection. What is it? Jump Into the Fire by Harry Nilsson. It's a great love song, and it's a great, like, fuck you, why won't you just admit you're in love with me? We could be such a great thing. Why won't you just do it? So there's that. Although it may be the same as question 10, what's a song you find yourself never sick of singing? I had something else written down, but I think I actually have to go with Don't Forget Me. Harry Nilsson does a great version, but Nico Cases is just beautiful. It's similar, but just different enough. Sorry, there's like too many things happening in my life. Just all the time. This is like the most out of what the fuck questionnaire I've probably done so far, because I'm just very, I'm excited, but I'm also just very bleh. So, an alien race has landed and befriended you. They are asking you to compile a playlist of up to 100 songs for them to bring back to their planet. Go shits. Well, I have a playlist that I will link to on Spotify. It's 100 songs. So, yeah. But, like, music culture is just... Music is life. Music is people. Like, looking at it from an anthropological perspective, music is what has historically let us tell stories. Obviously, all cultures come from, like, an oral tradition of passing down legends and tales and everything. And it... But oral is not always just speaking. Oral is also singing. And when you look at different cultures and the role music has played in not only the development of culture, but the development and placement of counterculture. So, like, in America, when you look at roots music, which typically refers to non-European origin music. So really what we're talking about is typically like slave songs. A lot of those were not only meant to keep culture alive, but also communicate information, provide hope, and sometimes like subtly say, fuck you. To owners and masters and whatnot. And I, you know, it's kind of like Reagan using Born in the USA, and things like Fortunate Son by CCR, just these songs that are sound so happy and poppy, but are at the end of the day saying like, no, like, fuck, what the fuck is this that we're living in? So music and music culture excites me simply from a geeky sociological, social science, anthropological perspective of what it means for culture and the development of culture and the placement of culture in the world at large. I want to sing a duet with you. What song are we going to sing? Nothing. I don't really sing. I don't think I have a good voice. I never trained in voice. I never liked singing. It was my sister that was the singer, so I mean, if we're just like goofing around at karaoke, probably like something shitty like Summer Lovin', just some standard duet bullshit. Take It on the Road. We've started a band. What are we called and what is our sound? Given my lack of musical talent, I'm gonna say punk, because as much of a punk as I still am, like deep in my heart, I was a teenage punk and a teenage goth at various points, and a proto-hipster. I know. Just irresistible. And I joke, of course, that punk has no skill, because some does. I don't know. The Sirens of San Lorenzo. Singing men to their doom. Sirens are cool. I mean, seriously. Suggest a song that I've probably never heard of, but you think I need in my life. I'm going to say again, Jump Into the Fire. Like, everybody needs this song in their life. Most people probably have not heard it. You've heard, like, one and a few other Nielsen standards, but probably not Jump Into the Fire. Puppy Dog Eyes don't work on me. I've got too many Puppy Dog Eyes wandering around me right now, begging me for food and attention and to stop making weird noises. So, I mean, probably not. There's a song on my history that I posted. It's horrible, but you can always listen. So, oh, and I did sing Deep in the Heart of Texas on my Tejas one. So, I mean, yeah. Okay. That was fun. 20 minutes. God. Okay. Mwah. Talk to y'all again sometime. Bye.